This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The state budget was signed into law today. It takes effect with the new fiscal year on July 1st. The $36 billion spending package grows school funding by more than 7%. It also dedicates substantial new funds to air quality programs and public construction projects. The budget includes a 3% raise for state employees and temporary discounts on fees for residents and businesses. Colorado taxpayers could get sales tax refund checks months ahead of schedule under a proposed bill at the legislature. The state constitution limits how much the government can spend each year, and when it collects more than it needs, the extra money goes back to residents. Governor Polis says the bill would speed up that process.
The best thing that I think that the state can do with our healthy surplus that we have because of our strong economy is immediately move up tax refunds and get them out.
The bill would result in individuals getting $400 refunds this fall and $800 for joint filers. Some Republicans have called the change politically motivated. A Fort Collins woman has been found guilty for lying on a petition to confiscate the guns of a Colorado State University police officer. Susan Holmes filed the red flag petition in 2020, 3 years after her son Jeremy was shot and killed by a pair of CSU police officers. The Coloradan reports Holmes falsely claimed she was related to one of the officers. She'll likely face fines at her sentencing in June. This is CPR News.